This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get involved. I know I make some of you nuts. I don't care. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear the message. I mean, I talk to people on a regular basis. I think it's hilarious. Being on a school board, I talk to, I won't say the regular folks, but I talk to the people. They want changes. They want things to change. They want help. And it's hilarious because you say to them, look, you can get the help you need. I'll give you help. But you got to show up on a regular basis. You got to let me know you're serious. Because if you only show up once in a while when you teed off about something, it's kind of tough to take you seriously. Seriously. It is. It's tough to take you seriously. But if you have that passion, if you keep showing up, then you can make a difference. You will make a difference. You know? All right. What do you think about Donald Trump being the Speaker of the House? Yeah, that's a no. But they're toying with the, and I mean toying with the idea, which would drive the Democrats. If you ever made it in there, it would drive the Democrats crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously. Some of them thinking about nominating him. I'll tell you what, guys, if our people would grow a third of a spine, okay, just a third of a spine, we could kick butt. We could make major changes. We could kick butt. We could get this country back to where it was supposed to be, where it is supposed to be. In all sincerity, I mean, we are so far off the path. If our founding fathers came back to life tomorrow afternoon and saw what was going on, they would say, why did you change the government? This isn't what we left you guys. I mean, really? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did you hear that Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas? He was carjacked in D.C. But hey, crime's not an issue. So maybe he wasn't carjacked. Maybe he voluntarily gave his car to a guy with a gun. It's happening right in front of their faces, and they still ignore it. It's happening right in front of their faces, and they still won't admit to it. This is the stuff that I love. I think it's great. You know, I mean, he is a moderate Democrat that doesn't really care what they say. And he talked, I think it was, maybe it was today. And he was carjacked by multiple armed masked men outside an apartment building. Now, the site says allegedly. Now, when you do that, you're calling him a liar already. Why? Is it to make sure that we don't think this is crime going on there? I mean, really? But listen, we need to defund the police. So he says he said, look, I've always supported law enforcement, rule of law. I hope these guys are caught and captured and prosecuted. Well, you guys don't care whether they're really prosecuted. You would change some of the laws. Now, he represents Laredo, Texas. So, he's seeing this stuff happen big time in his own hometown. One of the problems the chief of police told him in D.C. was, hey, look, if we don't keep these people in jail, which is almost impossible to do because no bail, little bail. Yes, it was a car. I love the chat room. It was a car borrowing, not a car jacking. They just didn't sign the paperwork. Yeah, there was no paperwork. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, Quayle says he agrees with prosecuting criminals, locking them up, making sure, you know, that the punishment fits the crime. I mean, what do you say to somebody when you show up at gunpoint, right? Anyway, I when it happens to them, I love these people where they walk around, they talk about defunding the police, all this stuff. And remember, guys, you know, Congress has control of D.C. The mayor, who won't come out publicly and say it, Quaylar and a few others, have said that she's reached out to them. And so they're shy 400 police officers. But why? Police departments all across the country are having a hard time recruiting. Just like the military. And they come up with all kinds of excuses, but here's the deal. The military aren't supported. We don't support our military men and women. The same thing with our police departments. We don't support the police departments. We're talking about defunding them, going to throw them in jail if we perceive that they use too much force. There are targets near me. Recently, we had a sheriff, a deputy sheriff, ambushed and shot. Again, we don't support them. Why? Why should they step up? Why should they put their lives on the line if we don't care? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt that I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. So, look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It truly is the way we win. When you're informed and then you engage, we usually come out on top. But when you go in there and spewing stuff that you saw come across on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, that you don't know whether it's true or not, you don't know the reality behind it, it doesn't help us. So don't do that. Get informed. And I always jokingly say, don't listen to me either. I'm not an expert in anything. I have a microphone and a button that puts me on the air live. You have to listen to guys like Brad Dacus, all right? He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. He will help protect your rights. He will help me, him and the organization he founded will help make sure that your rights are protected. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So before we get to yakking away and I never get back to it again, let's tell people about PJI, how, frankly, both ways, how you can help them and how they can help you.
Well, we can help them in many ways. We have uniquely, we have offices all across the country, from Miami to Fairbanks, Alaska, to Honolulu, to Boston, and, you know, just everywhere in between. So we do all our work without charge. We defend aggressively religious freedom, parental rights over their kids against the government, sanctity of human life, and we have right now over 200 cases in active litigation.
Whoa!
And some of those are, and some of those are class action lawsuits.
Wow!
So we're we're not just talkers. We're doers, and we're making a real impact. And we do all our work without charge. So if anyone out there has any issues dealing with religious freedom in the workplace, in the public square, in their church, or their church or synagogue, or parental rights dealing with social workers, or outrageous public schools ignoring parents' rights or lying to parents, or sanctity of human life in any way, pro-life ministry, whatever, they should never hesitate to contact us, and they can do so if they want to support our work on a one-time or a monthly basis. It's all tax deductible. And it really goes a long way. They can just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
And you do great work. I know you do great work. I've worked with you on several projects, and I'm so glad that you guys are available. I'm so glad that you were obedient to your calling and went down this road, because I can't tell you, just from my position as a school board member, parents that are coming in, parents that are talking to me, parents that just feel like there's no hope, that they don't know what to do, they don't know who to talk to. And, again, it's I'm glad you're there. You've helped me a lot, help parents, with just telling me some maneuvers or some things that they can do. So really good to have you around, my friend.
Thank you.
200 cases. You just blew my mind, really, seriously. So now, I don't know if you're keeping up on this, because I know you've got, you're all over the country, you're all over the place, and I get it. But recently there was a ruling in Escondido by a federal judge, and I talked about this on my show the other day, that had to do with the school district's transgender student privacy policy, right? So there was a school district that said, hey, look, you can tell and you have to tell the parents when a child is transitioning. All right. They were on that bandwagon. That's the policy they put through. State judge said, yeah, not so much. Slow down there. No, you can't tell the parents. I'm giving you the short story here. Federal judge jumps back in and blocked that order. Right. That I wish I can't find a darn thing. I knew this was going to happen to me. But basically saying that, the parents have a right to know what's going on. The parents, I found it. Let me see. The school's policy is a trifecta of harm. It harms the child. This is from the one judge. Parents' guidance and possibly mental health intervention to determine if the incongruence is organic, or whether it is a result of bullying, peer pressure, or a fleeting impulse. Benitez wrote in his ruling, it harms the parents by depriving them of the long-recognized 14th Amendment right to care, guide, and make health care decisions for their children. And finally, it harms plaintiffs who are compelled to violate the parents' rights by forcing plaintiffs to conceal information they feel is critical for the welfare of their students. And it violates the plaintiff's religion. So he's melting two things together here. It's the teachers that are being told that they have to lie, right, mm-hmm. along with the parental the rights for the parent to know what's going on with their transgender child. So the many questions I got in this all centered around the same thing. So the federal judge makes this ruling, puts it in. What's the next step? Where does it go from here?
Yeah. Well, I think people need to understand why the federal judge decision preempts this, any action by the state courts. So state courts, you know, they may, you know, base their decision on what they use, you know, state law or state constitution. But if the federal, you know, judge says, well, you know, fine, you know, that's, I'm not going to, you know, mess with the state constitution or state laws, but I have the U.S. Constitution, and that trumps any state statute or interpretation of the state constitution of California. And the U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment, has been interpreted for over 100 years now, solid case law, more than one, that parents do have a fundamental right over the education, health, welfare, religious, moral instruction of their children. So, so that is solid. It's procedurally, it was not out of line for the federal judge to do that. It was within their powers because they were premising it not on the state constitution or state law of California. That would be crossing a line. Instead, it's premised upon the federal, not just federal law, but the federal constitution, U.S. Constitution. So the, for it to be fought, it, you know, that's, it to be contested, it's not going to happen in the state court. It's got to be, addressed, and contested in the federal courts and through the, you know, regular process. So, you know, we could have the, you know, the case to be, you know, brought to a full fruition, heard on the merits there in the federal court. You know, or the other side could say, you know, we're not going to wait for that. We're going to file a writ to the circuit court and have the circuit court stay that judge's decision, and then you know, until it's heard on the merits and it comes up.
All right. And then what I want to know at this point, we got to go for commercial, but people want to know, how does it move along the court system now? We'll talk about that when we come back. Go up and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached by tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. The man who orchestrated the ousting of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker is already listing a possible successor.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said he thought Steve Scalise of Louisiana would make a great speaker. Gaetz cautioned that he believes picking a new speaker is a while away. And just a reminder, the National Emergency Alert Test is set for tomorrow, Wednesday. This is according to FEMA. Every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Thomas is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Now, I got to tell you, let me just bring him right back on because I have so little time with him ultimately when you look at the grand scheme of things, and he's so full of good information. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Check them out at pji.org. pji.org. And like I said, they're obviously listening to you, Brad, because some of the questions that they've asked are based on things you've said in the past. And you know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the two things almost simultaneously here in California. Teachers are being asked to lie to parents or hide things from parents. Not all teachers, obviously, but to lie or hide things from parents in districts up and down the state. And teachers are taking a religious step forward and say, hey, I can't, I'm not going to lie. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do this, what have you. And the also the transparency of telling transgender parents or parents of kids that are transgender that their kids are going through it and that they need to be told. So the judges used the, what was it, the 14th Amendment about the parents being allowed to have information, but we went from a state court that affirmed the school to a federal judge who said, no, you can't do this. People want to know, how does it progress from here? Where does it go from here, you know, through the system? And how do you get it to the Supreme Court as soon as possible? Because this is a real damaging thing that we're just kind of hanging out there, dangling out there, if you would.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the courts, I think, understand that. That, you know, school's in session, you know, the game's on, you know, so, and the casualties are high because we're talking about fundamental, you know, rights of parents and the other side would argue of students, if you will, you know, to hurt themselves, et cetera. So, I think, but, you know, nonetheless, there is a process. So, you know, this federal judge, you know, he didn't grant, I don't believe, a permanent injunction. I think it was either a TRO, temporary restraining order, or preliminary injunction. So, there's several options here. One is, you know, the school district can go ahead and continue the fight at the federal district court level and, you know, try to you know, to win. And if they don't win, the judge stands by his opinion, which I'm fairly confident he will. It's very clear cut, in that regard. The school district can appeal it then to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit, if they rule, either way, then it could be appealed. It could be en banc to the broader Ninth Circuit. So instead of just three judges, it could be, it'd be a larger group of the justices on the Ninth Circuit. Or instead of going en banc to the broader Ninth Circuit, rehearing it, they could just file a petition for cert straight to the U.S. Supreme Court. If it's the school district, I can see them trying to go en banc to try to see if they can first win in the Ninth Circuit in hopes that the U.S. Supreme Court won't take it up. If it's instead, the parents and the teachers with a conscience, they prevail, then I think they would, if they didn't prevail, they would take it straight up probably to the Supreme Court, where they know they've got probably the judges that would agree with them. This case, it needs to get, we have a number of cases of Pacific Justice Institute right along these lines all across the country. So one of these cases is going to make it to the Supreme Court. And when it does, the Supreme Court is going to do just what the federal judge did. They're going to look at the case law, and it's going to be very clear. Parents, irrefutably, by case law, pursuant to the 14th Amendment, have a fundamental right over their children's education, health, care, religion, moral instruction, and welfare. So it's very clear cut in more than one case law for over 100 years now. So I think that this Supreme Court, being as level-headed as they will rule 6-3, maybe 7-2 in favor of the parents' rights and bring this ugly agenda finally to death.
You know, he wrote a piece that was wonderful. And in it he says, if a student suffers a life-threatening concussion. Now, I noticed that you've taught me this, that when you read these rulings or you read some of these things, these judges specifically choose their words. And he said he's not talking about their religious belief at all in what he's talking about here. He comes back and says, look, if a student suffers a life-threatening concussion while playing soccer during a class on physical fitness, and the child expresses his feelings that he does not want his parents to find out, would it be lawful for the school to require its instructor to hide the event from the parents? Of course not. A parent's right to make decisions concerning the care, custody, control, and medical care of their child is one of the oldest of the fundamental liberty interests that Americans enjoy. This guy gets it. I love this guy.
Yeah, he does. And he is correct in that, as far as the laws of nature and nature's God, which are our founding documents and founding fathers reference. I mean, this would fall under natural law. This is something that has a principle that has been respected by every civilization throughout the history of civilizations. That is that parents have rights like this over their children and the welfare of their children. Even before the U.S. was, the United States was even the United States. But that said, it has been clearly interpreted to be among those plethora of rights that are just given and assumed and ever so evident because, members of the founding fathers wrote the Constitution. They were concerned. They said, well, what if we miss something out, like the right to breathe, the right to go to sleep at night, And they said, okay, yeah, there's going to be some things that are just givens that are proven throughout history. And that's what the Supreme Court has declared parental rights to be. It's been case law for over 100 years. I'm very confident at the end of the day, parents' rights will prevail, and it's very desperately needed. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute are taking these cases on literally all over the country. And we encourage any parent with any suspicion of being defrauded or lied to by public schools or superintendents or, teachers or the teachers union, to not to hesitate to contact us, because we do all our work without charge, and we'll take up the case all the way to Supreme Court and pick up all the expenses.
Yeah, I love the fact that you guys are willing to take this on. Not just this, but many other cases too as well. This happens to be, it's funny, you and I have been talking for years, and I keep saying every year or every couple of years, it seems like the focus starts to shift, the the different wave of issues. I remember the year that it seemed like you were just doing nothing but protecting pastors who were simply going to parks and reading their Bible, or wanted to attend and listen in on one of those drag queen book readings. Just amazing. It's just amazing that these different waves that come in are always aimed at the fundamental rights that we've had since day one.
You're right. We have seen unbelievable challenges to that which was unthinkable just 10 or 20 years ago, when it comes to like parental rights and the rights of people to speak in public places, share their faith in public places. It is interesting days we live in, that we need to remember that we have a fantastic constitution. We have a majority on the Supreme Court that is in a great proven way respects the Constitution and the rights thereof. And we've got, we have Pacific Justice. We have offices all over the country ready to take on every single one of these cases that are needed to get to before that Supreme Court to rule based on that Constitution. So, I'm not losing sleep over this. Parents, people shouldn't lose sleep over this. They just need to be awake, alert, and contact us so we can take action.
Yeah, Brad, and I started to say it before, and I know I'm beating it up a lot, but seriously, in talking with parents and teachers, and the phone calls are coming in more often. You're sitting there going, "Look, I would love if I was head dictator for 24 hours, things would be massively different, but I am not." This is why it's so important. And I got to tell you something. Being a conservative Republican Christian, the majority of the calls I'm getting are from lifelong liberal Democrats. All right? These are our kids. I don't want this. And I always tell them, look, I don't want to get political on you, but you need to start paying attention to who you vote for then. Because it's your people up there, especially California, that are making these rules. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go. Brad Dickens will still be there, I hope, after.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? And the way you do that, I know some of you are tired of hearing me saying it, but others don't get it, so I'm going to keep saying it until somebody gets it, all right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Don't be stupid. Don't say stuff that you have to rewind later on. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, protecting your rights or helping to protect your rights as a parent, well, as a citizen, as a teacher, whatever, making sure that the other people, I won't mention them, don't forget that there's a constitution they have to deal with. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely a pleasure to be on the program, and you know, we're here to serve people. And you know, there's a lot of things that have come down recently with regards to new laws in California and in other states. And
yes.
I just want people to know that we're on top of it, and we're analyzing these new laws and you know, strategically looking at them to see, you know, number one is, you know, can we find them as unconstitutional, some of these new laws? And then number two is, if not, how can we advise people to mitigate the injustice of some of these new laws? And I just want people to know that as they look at these new statutes coming down, if they have questions on any of them, we have a full-time legislative council now helping look at all states across the country and their new laws. Don't hesitate to contact us. We'll be happy to research and look into it if there's a particular new statute that they are concerned about.
You need damage first, correct? I mean, you need you can't just bring a suit to bring a suit. You have to have somebody who's been damaged by it or not.
Well, you have to have standing, meaning we have to have someone who could potentially or likely be damaged by it or impacted in some way by it. Okay. They don't have to have actual damages per se right now, but just the imminent threat of some kind of impact or damages. But some of these laws, they're very broad and impacting parental rights, religious freedom. So oftentimes it's not that difficult to have standing. As long as, someone's willing to step up and, the more egregious the law, the atrocity, the greater the likelihood that someone's going to step up and allow us to challenge it.
All right. So let's get to some of the stuff going on with Trump that you could probably help out with. First of all, you've got that New York judge, Arthur Engoron, it looks like his name is. And I mean, he was hamming it up for the cameras today. He was smiling and doing all kinds of stuff. And he's been outspoken against Trump in the past, and he issued a gag order for Trump, not to talk about the case. The whole nine yards. Can he do that? To what degree can he totally stop Trump from talking about thinking this is all a sham?
Yeah, he can issue that gag order. He has to be able to justify it as being necessary to maintain the case of so that members of the public who may be serving on the case later on in a jury, for example, protecting the future jury, aren't all contaminated with heavy news across the country where just about everyone and their dog already has a pre-formed opinion. That's sort of the purpose of it. I think it's pretty much past tense. I mean, it's all this has been in the news. People have opinions on it. Just about everyone does. And I think that this instead could end up in another catastrophe because this, if the judge carries this out and he enforces it, you could have former President Donald Trump put behind bars simply for the reason that he is expressing his frustration to what he sees as a sham, fraud, and blatant corruption, which the majority or a large portion of Americans agree with.
Yep.
And so this judge is way out of line. I think if this is enforced and Trump is put behind bars and literally prevented from campaigning, I think we'd see the United States Supreme Court step in potentially at that point to prevent revolution and say, Judge, you're out of line. You know darn well that this person is running for president, and this is a direct hindrance on his constitutional rights to be a candidate for office and for the people to be able to choose who they wish to lead them in the White House.
Well, this I'll say you don't have to. This nut job judge had already found Trump guilty last week, if you recall, when he said that Trump's property was only worth, I don't know what it was, $18 million or something like that, Mar-a-Lago.
The lot next door to Trump's house, okay, just right next door to it, a vacant lot, is appraised at over $100 million in value. Trump's house is worth over $300 million. This judge just showed his cards that he is a political hack, political hack, a disgrace to the robe that he's wearing, and the fact that he feels so confident to do so is only indicative of the corruption of the courts in New York and their whole process.
Well,
New York should be shocked.
He first of all, he used the assessor's value, right, of the property. Now you and I both know that assessed value of properties are next to nothing most of the time.
Right, correct.
All right. Number two is the premise of the case is he defrauded, in essence. He lied on the applications to get investments or get banks to loan him money. No bank has been hurt. Every financial institution has been paid back, some of them before the notes were even due. Where's the crime here?
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to know that lenders do not look at the tax assessed value. No, they have, there's a reason lenders never look at that, in fact. They look at the appraised value by private appraisers looking at comparables or comps in the area. They would have noticed that vacant lot right next door that was already valued at over $100 million. And they would have presumably, as I've read, estimate the value of the Trump estate, a house to be worth much, much more of $100 million, close to over $300 million. So the judge is either inept, uneducated, or just flat out corrupt. He carries himself in a sort of a flippant kind of a very unprofessional way.
Yep.
And once again, the fact that he's able to get away with this is indicative of the kind of corruption and joke of the New York court system. And it is really a shame on New York. And it's just another reason for people who don't want to be a victim of this kind of circus to leave the state of New York.
The judge is trying to get his licenses or his licenses to do business in the city of New York, either revoked or suspended. But the other thing, I called an appraiser to make sure I knew what the heck I was talking about, a commercial appraiser. And he said commercial appraisals are based on current and best use of the property. So, you know, if it all works the way it's supposed to work, you're right. I mean, the property's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. To try to even push the $18 million or whatever number they came up with will show you how disingenuous. And it is something the attorneys could use. Could they not? Could they come up and say, look, where's the crime, Your Honor? Nobody's been hurt. Everything's been paid back. And on top of that, I don't know who gave you that number, but here's the number from several major appraisers in the area. That's worth well more than what you said it was.
Right. And if the judge is looking for the truth, that will matter. But if the judge is instead, as I suspect, a political hack who's a part of this whole corrupt system in New York and the state courts with the district attorney, et cetera, then, you know, he won't even pay attention to it. But it would be eventually corrected on appeal. But, how much damage to Trump and his campaign? That's the strategy of the court, in my opinion. That's the strategy of the judge, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's a strong thing. I usually don't go out on a limb to say that. But just looking at it as an attorney, I can't come up with much other kind of a viable explanation than that. And it is going to come to the surface. And I believe that Trump will prevail on this point eventually.
Well, I agree. I think it's showing people. I've even seen interviews of Democrats in the street saying, look, I don't like the guy, but this is wrong. This is not what they should be doing to him. And you look at this stuff and you say it's falling apart everywhere. The Georgia case, I think it was 80% of the case was thrown out because it's past the statute of limitations. Shouldn't these DAs know this? Shouldn't these people in law know that these things have expired? But I want you to answer that, but we're out of time, so I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, and the answer is yes, they should. And they should get a hold of us at tji.org, tji.org. They can support our work and also get our e-newsletter, keeping up with our many, many cases across the country.
Well, God bless you, Brad. Thanks for doing what you're doing, and keep up the good work. People, stop complaining and start supporting organizations like this. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. You got me for another hour. Good luck to you. I got a lot to talk about.